We of Boscone, however, now know that our power shall be limited only by the bounds of the material cosmic all. Every world that exists throughout space shall and must pay homage and tribute to Boscone. What, gentlemen, is the sense of this meeting? Aresia must be visited!
There was no need of integrating this thought. It was dominant and unanimous.
I would advise caution, however,
the eighth of Boscone amended his ballot.
We are an old race, it is true, and able. I cannot help but believe, however, that in Aresia there exists an unknown quality, an X, which we are as yet unable to evaluate. It must be borne in mind that Helmuth, while not of the Ike, was nevertheless an able being. Yet he was handled so mercilessly there that he could not render a complete or conclusive report of his expedition then or ever. With these thoughts in mind, I suggest that no actual landing be made, but that the torpedo be launched from a distance.
The suggestion is eminently sound, the first approved. As to Helmuth, he was, for an oxygen breather, fairly able. He was, however, mentally soft, as are all such. Do you, our foremost psychologist, believe that any existent or conceivable mind, even that of a Plurin, could break yours with no application of physical force or device, as Helmuth's report seemed to indicate that his was broken? I use the word seemed advisedly, for I do not believe that Helmuth reported the actual truth. In fact, I was about to replace him with an Ike, however unpleasant such an assignment would be to any of our race because of that weakness.
No, agreed the eighth. I do not believe that there exists in the universe a mind of sufficient power to break mine. It is a truism that no mental influence, however powerful, can affect a strong, definitely and positively opposed will. For that reason, I voted against the use of thought screens by our agents. Such screens expose them to detection and can be of no real benefit. Physical means must have been used first, and after physical subjugation, the screens were of course useless.